The title is کل خون شہادت میں لترا یا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے.
Thank you. عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے, جب سب
والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, This is a beautiful poem in the reality of a bayan of the heart of our Dada Shaykh Al-Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sa'd Rahmatullah Ali. The amount of emotion in these few couplets and the bayan of the heart of the Rahmatullah Ali you could hear in the tone and in the words. We seek the heart of a person,
One of the dwells amongst is for the heart to be connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the eye that imports everything into the heart is the eyes. If you check the eyes, we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa basarat. Give Allah ta'ala wa physical eyes, Allah will give us basirat. The eyes of the heart. Now when a person will see the love of Allah, what he will see, people say, we don't know, I'm doing so much for my wife and my children. But they do this much of problems. The teacher says, you haven't learned to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we don't know how to love the makhluk of Allah. We have to learn how to love Allah. Allah will teach us how to love our children, how to love our families, how to show them muhabbat. But this will come in the heart to be cleaned out. And the eyes of the heart will only focus upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our page in this, the beautiful ashar of his, ab ishq ne unki khatir ham anko se, لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. تو now the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his sake will cry tears of blood. For the sake of Allah will cry tears of blood. Allah, whatever your command is, as it explains to us, when he came to Umar bin Khattab رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ كان وقافا عند كتاب الله. When he came to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he put power breaks. He won't go one step forward. When it comes to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to our eyes, our tongues, our minds, Allah, whatever your command is, as I said in the tafsir of Al-Adiyati Babha, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the horse, how loyal the horse is, that the master calls the horse early in the morning. This means the sound, the horse will spring and will jump, and it will come to the master. The master jumps upon the horse and he goes at full flight, full speed. Then he pulls the reins. The horse is prepared to give its life for its master to stop. Allah Ta'ala shows us in Quran speed is how we should be to our Supreme Master Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Ta'ala says, if it breaks in your eyes now, cry for my sake, cry tears of blood also. But don't look at haram. Don't import haram into your heart. Keep the heart clean. Because this is the vessel for the love and the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cry blood in the ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. Then when the heart will begin to throb and yearn for the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Rasul Hazrat Wala, how can it be that a mu'min eating the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the welcome in his heart to recognize the hand that is feeding him? Allah, who's feeding me? Who's giving me everything? Where is it coming from? From the treasury of the fazl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The heart should yearn. Beautiful example Hazrat gives that a person wakes up early in the morning, and he finds at the front door a basket of fruit, first grade fruit, the first day, the second day, the third day. Human instinct, he wants to know who is this kind person. But every day is leaving a beautiful basket of first grade fruit on the front door. He wakes up earlier, peep through the window, possibly he finds a kind person. Sooner than finding, he go out to search for him. This is because the heart is yearning, who is that kind person, I want to thank him. And the sinner in the heart begins to yearn for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then a person goes to look for the Ahlullah. Allah, where will I find Allah? Allah, where will I find you? That is why we come to the gatherings, where you sit by your Shaykh Dama Barakatuhu, that the people that have in their heart the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and their heart will begin to yearn for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will be kind to us. وَرَيْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. To not for the fazl of Allah, the fazl, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his rahmat, then no one can make his own tazkiyah. No one can rectify his heart. When a person wants astaiya minna wal ijabatu min Allah, effort from our side, qabooliyat, acceptance from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person will continue tapping and tapping, and for us, there's no other door beside the door of Allah. There is no other door. وَعْدِدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِيمِ. Ibadat karte raho, mujahada karte raho, jahidu fi Allahi. Fasirin, say with istimrari, continue. Continue making ibadat. Continue exerting yourself. Continue making mujahada. Until mawt comes upon you. Person is exposed to guna and sin, that becomes mujahada of his life, now to overcome it. Till mawt. The continuous ibadat. Till a person reaches the qabr with the burden in his heart that ya Allah, I want your muhabbat and your love. So when the heart will yearn for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make fazl upon him, Allah will make karam upon him, Allah ta'ala will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify his heart. Makhluk-e-azma sa suraj, sab usko nahi hum dekh sake, He said the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us know, the soul is so small among the makhluk of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they cannot see to the bare eye. This is only a creation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, what he has out there, and the universe is there, our comprehension. What you see around us is enough now to fill our eyes and our heart. Allah has done so many things. But we cannot even look at them directly. Then when it comes to khaliq alam ka jalwa dunya mein, bala kya paayenge? How will it be possible to see the nur and the jalwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way? We don't have the eyes to see it. But whenever you make an effort and walk the path towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you cry from the heart, Ya Allah, with your sifat and quality of the jazz, your pull, Ya Allah, pull me towards you. It is beyond with my denial and my sins, Ya Allah, to reach you. But Ya Allah, you are akram al-akramin. You are the one that is most kind. And Allah will show kindness, Allah will make fazal, Allah will pull us, and no one can pull us away. Really the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you took the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وہ اپنے حضرت سے جاتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ اے جاہد نادا تنگ نہ کر جب عشق ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے وہ ایکسپلینز ناؤ ان ٹرمز اف دی محبت اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی when you will get the محبت اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی you will feel some sweetness of the love of Allah سبحانہ و تعالی but then your attention should not be in the show in the love of Allah سبحانہ و تعالی It's about the exerting himself. So when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then a person now his heart will begin to throb in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he will wait for that, for the time of khalwat and isolation in the dead of the night. He wants to wake up. And now he wants to go into sajda. He wants to shed tears of muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He enjoys crying. Somebody might see some time and think he's suffering. Somebody will see him and think that he's suffering. As I give you an example, a person buys a pineapple with masala and chili. Or he buys a shaver and he's enjoying it but he's tearing. The tears are flowing down. Somebody will see, Bishara, what he's doing? He's torturing himself. But what enjoyment he's getting in it, the teeth. But the tears will come up. A person in the same way, now he will give up still and voila, he will look like he's crying. There's no fun in it. That man who had a brittle life is dry. What is enjoying in his heart crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows the enjoyment between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Allah says, Kyo aah mein kuch ta'athir nahi, ka ishqa dil mein, teer nahi, jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe wo kya darsayenge. He says that, how come in the aah, There is no effect when a person says, Ah, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How come there is no effect in it? It doesn't feel, it doesn't move the heart. Doesn't move the heart. Sometimes we have some feelings. Sometimes in the month of Ramadan. Sometimes a person has to Haramain Sharifain. Sometimes we come in the majlis of the Shaykh. And we feel a little bit stirring in the heart. The heart becomes a bit soft. And then it goes away. There's no more effect left in it. He doesn't feel anything. And then in the love of the heart, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no error, there's no pain there. There's no pain in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's finding enjoyment in other things besides the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is sure that now the alignment is gone off a little bit. He has to come back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If there's no nur in the heart, then what is he expect to come upon his heart? The number of the heart will come into it. That's why this is a mujahada of life. Person cannot become complacent and think that now I have some control over my nafs. I have some control over my nafs. Because the Allah explains to us that don't even think your nafs to become a farishta. The nafs, you know what good actor it is and how we can act in different scenarios, different places, different times. So the nafs will not become a farishta, an angel. Yes, it will tell you, mashallah, you're very pious now. But when the nafs now will say that his ugly head, like the example of Allah gives, that the snake is going to hibernation is winter, that even the children now can poke fun at it. He can take a stick and hit it also. It's sleeping. But when the sun of summer come out and warm the snake up a bit, and then you see the snake will, it will raise his head, And now it's a venomous snake. Now what nuksan it can do? What harm it can cause? The nafs also knows how to act. When it comes to the majalis in different places and times, so a person might think my nafs is under control. No. The person has to keep a check all the time on his nafs. The nafs of Rabb deceives me. Because nafs is ammaratun bisu. It commands evil over and over again. So mujahada, qurbani, sidhi by the mashayikh, kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Stay with the pious people. Then the nafs slowly will become lawwama. From ammaratun bisu, commands you with evil over and over again. And how beautifully your Shaykh explains this to them, waratatuhu, that how do I know this feeling in my heart of sin and haram is nafs or shaitan? Very easy it is to blame shaitan. The shaitan made me, the shaitan made me do it. It's how do you know the difference? So when that feeling of sin and guna comes in the heart, it's just fleeting, it's just going through the heart. That is from shaitan. So when it's banging the heart, and now the mind and the heart is plotting and planning, how am I going to do it? When am I going to do it? How I will cover my tracks? And it's knocking the heart all the time. That is some nafs. The nafs now is commanding over and over again. Then at that time, to take refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Amantu billahi wa rasulih. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Allahumma ja'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak. Dua of the Atobah wa Hazrat wa Allah wa Barakatuhu, read these dua for protection. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say, when you continue making the effort towards me, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَحُولُ Allah become a hail. Allah say, myself, I will become the hail and a barrier between you and your own nafs. I will protect you. I will turn you away. How Allah ta'ala will save you. Because the person lies making the effort towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have the strength to save ourselves. We are too weak. But Allah will make fazil. Because Banna Allah is setting the path, he's giving the right direction, he's making qurbani, he's making dua, he's connected to a powerhouse. Then Allah will make fazil. Allah himself is saying, Allah will become a highway and a barrier between you and your own nafs. Allah will take you away and say, subhanAllah, ya Allah, you save me. I will go hidden into guna and sin, do the haram and the wrong thing. So how it happened? Sometimes the Wi-Fi will go off, there's load shedding. Somebody came into the house, somebody rang the bell. Whatever it may be, Allah will see the person. Allah will see the person and argue and say, okay, a person will continue in life and Allah will say, now you become mine. Allah will change the heart. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Allah will change the heart. And then the person now will enjoy the moments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Wala says, that now Allah Ta'ala means fadl, Allah Ta'ala wants you, then he'll wake you up with tahajjud. How will he wake you up? You have no intention to wake up. But your neighbor's dog is barking. He said, now don't swear by a dog, Allah Ta'ala is waking you up. Allah wants you. At that opportune time of tahajjud, now the baby wake up crying. Why at this time baby is crying? Every day. That's the baby crying. Allah wants you to start crying. Allah wants you to wake up now. So in the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart. چاہنی کبھی آئے دل کی تارا یہ فلک تا عرش برے بری یہ درد محبت کے نالے کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے تو نظر والا تیز that sometimes the eye of the heart will go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will go to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes the eye from the heart will come out. Dear Allah, how long am I going to take out my life like this? For how long? Just wandering in this world, not sure which direction I'm going to, what the final destination. Because it says that Allah Ta'ala made us for akhirat. That is our goal, that is our maqtad. Make the niyat of life. That every day, my niyat of life put into the GPS of my heart. Put into the GPS of my heart, final destination, Jannat. And no rerouting. But direct, inshallah. And like this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala fills the heart with His muhabbat and love. His darb of muhabbat, His pain of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which we all are here for. May Allah Ta'ala be fadl upon us and give us the dard of muhabbat, the pain, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Which we find as the Wala says, I saw the mashayikh how they cried in the love of Allah. How they cried in the love of Allah. The Shaykh Muhammad Zakari Asab rahmatullah alayh, from after Asr sometime to Isha to Maghrib at the Rula of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will say that they will cover him with one sheet, one chadar, and give him an unstitched lungi. What a big lungi that is. And he said the amount of crying, Habibullah says, she cries so much, his entire body used to shake. So much muhabbat, so much love. The pain, the love of Rasulullah, the pain, the love of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the type of muhabbat and love. Shaykh Faqir Muhammad rahmatullah mentioned about him. Anybody who said, Harama Makkatul Mukarrama, start your tawaf, he will be sitting against the wall of the mataf. Sitting like a beggar, when he knees up, looking at Ta'ala Sharif. He says, rivers flowing from his eyes, just crying. Obligious of everybody around him. Make your seven tawafs, make your ta'i come back. He's still sitting there and crying. What is he enjoying? Crying in the love of Allah, the dard al-dil, the pain of the heart. The pain of the heart, like how we pain for everything else. How we pain for our dunya, we pain for our cars. We got a ticket, how the heart pains now. We had a nice holiday, we're returning. And now we got a ticket just before we enter our town. So everything is spoiled, now everything is paining. Everything was spoiled. But you get this pain, that Ya Allah, how did I spoil my heart? I imported everything besides the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This dard and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cry should come out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That only inshallah the love of the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it will bring some color into my life. Sibghat Allah, color yourself in the color of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you have a life become a different color, even in our shops, in our homes, where the people can see that this is Allah wala. This is an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his akhlaq, his character, that the muhabbat of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is flowing through him. Then Hazrat Wala says, that when the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in the heart and the heart will become enlightened, then we find the person in the mihfil, we find him in a gathering, that he has a light on him. There's a nur in his heart. And even those butterflies of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even come over there because they will be affected. There will be so much nur in the heart of the muhabbat of Allah that even, Hazrat Wala says, that even the butterflies in the mosque that are affected by light, they will be affected to his heart. Because his heart will be so much of nur of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he made the mujahid and the qurbani. Then Hazrat Wala said that the bulbul, the nightingale, that has a beautiful voice. If you are only immature one, don't restrict the bulbul and make it silent. Don't silence it. Bulbul ko na tu kar irada pabandi sukoon wa khamoshi. Allah Ta'ala has given it a beautiful voice to sing. Now you don't put some restriction on it, they cannot sing anymore. They become silent. But when it comes into the garden, then it will remember its tune and its tone, and how it will begin to sing. Then it says, "Tum lash ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein itni rehne do, kal khoon shahadat mere litraya ye jism we dikhlayenge." Then Hazrat Wala says that the body, if you make an effort on this body and the heart, then it will become like a live body. Whereas the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is likened in the hadith sharif to a dead body. So it should not be that when you are giving ghusl to my body, it's like a dead body. There's no life in it. But rather, I will give my soul up in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will enjoy when I will give up my life. You say, khun shahadat me in the khun, the blood of shahadat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when haram to in front of me, then I will give up my life. And this blood of shahadat, I will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, I give my life up for you. I sacrifice my eyes, I sacrifice the distinct of my haram, lust and desire, Ya Allah, for you it was. Akhtar ko jo, tune, dole pe gham bakshi hai, the face of pure huda, umeed tujhse, bar khuda, is dard ka, darma paayenge, hadith finally, tere Allah, this dolat of gham, this dolat and this right of the sorrow of your muhabbat and your love and the pain of your love and muhabbat of my love which you have given me through the barakat of my peer of Huda, of my Shaykh. We find all of our father, they found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love, the pain of Allah's muhabbat by the feet of the Shaykh. This is the tariqah, the tartib or sunnah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. We make this dua. Allah shows the straight path. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his tafsir of the straight path. صراط الذين, the path of those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. That is صراط المستقيم. If you want Sirat al-Mustaqim, Quran says, Kitab Allah says that if you want Sirat al-Mustaqim that leads to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Kitab Allah says that look for the Rijal Allah, the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that has this muhabbat in the heart, and from there you will get it. Niyajid bin Muhammad rahmatullah alayh, when Haji Ibadullah Mahajid Makki rahmatullah alayh into his sheikh, and he stayed with him for more than 15 years. Finally when he came to the time of separation, then Niyaji Mir Muhammad Rahman called the Haji Sahib and told him that now it's time for me to leave. So what do you want from me? I have an entire army of jinnat that I can give to you. You can become world famous amil. Or I can ask Allah Ta'ala to give you the burning love of Allah's muhabbat in my heart, transfer it to you. So that I want that. What is in your heart? That burn the pain of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So I'm going to tell you, Allah, this is a human nature, the barakat of my Shaykh. So this comes from heart to heart. And Hazrat says, the one is now, where the murid shows the Shaykh the amount of muhabbat and love he has. Many people misunderstand, this is some hero worship. We know out there how many youngsters are worshipping different idols and stars. Different idols and stars, different sports, etc. This is from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you have love for the Ahlullah, for the lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as it says, this becomes a springboard for you, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you love, find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without going to the people that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So by putting by them, my person will find, and will introduce us to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Allah says, Allah, there's hope that in your heart, that I will find the true love and the reward for it, or what I have received from my Shaykh. What muhabbat of yours, the experience sitting in the company of my Shaykh, and this also sitting in the company of the Shaykh is then like a one-off subscription. That for 2 years it will last me. I have a new contract, pay the subscription in 2 years, it will last me 3 minutes. There's no 3 minutes. A person has to come over and over again. كُنُوا مَعَ صَادِقِينَ how long? لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ until you become like them. Until we become like them, our akhlaq, our kirdar, our akhlaq, the way we speak, the way we sit, the way we perform our salah, how to make dua, to learn from them, to learn from them how to become insan. Many a times we read kitabs and we feel now we know. But practically see how, subhanAllah, how they make amal upon the sunnah. One thing, how they teach us everything, Allah, I never knew these things. I'm still learning how to become an insan. In regards to my own self, my own akhlaq, my family, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq min amal, inshaAllah.